in the Photographer's House is a new book, in fact was just launched in Cape Town last night, by Lynn and Obi Oberholzer. Obi, you're the person that we do know, but I think this must have been inspired by your wife Lynn. So Lynn, can we start with you? What got your juices flowing, as it were?
I think I've always been interested in food. I grew up in the country where we picked our own food, and you know, the milk came straight from the cows. So from a very early age, I was exposed to food as it grows and as it is produced. I was always a bit of a tomboy growing up, and my mother was a great cook. So there was always something happening in the kitchen to lure me in from the tree that I was busy climbing. And I think it started there.
Well, it's a very good start. But then I think you've sort of, as you say, you've sort of perfected your eye. You began to see food differently because of your association with this man here.
Well, this man, I think, was instrumental in me starting to make food for other people. Because right from the very early days when he had his exhibitions, we couldn't afford to bring in an outside caterer, and so I started catering for his exhibitions, started baking breads and making cocktail food, and that developed when we had our children. And I'm a teacher, that's my profession, and I didn't want to teach while my kids were very little because I'd be away from them too much. So that my interest in cooking developed into a catering industry from home while my kids were little. So for about 10 or 12 years, I cooked from home. We were living in Grahamstown, so the obvious progression was to do what one would call today pop-up restaurants during the Grahamstown Festival. And they were very successful.
In fact, that was the only place to eat in those days, if you knew what was what. Okay, now, I'm interested in you saying that you're going to start preparing food for Obi's exhibitions, which proves my point that behind every successful artist is a woman. And that's non-gender, sorry, but there's always someone who helps the person remain in their creative bubble. Now, I hope he helped you as far as your creative bubble was concerned when it came to the cookbook.
Yes, I retired from teaching and we moved to Nature's Valley, turning our beach cottage into a home at the end of 2008. And I started thinking at the back of my, I think most people who enjoy cooking have a recipe book in the backs of their minds. And not everyone is married to a man who can photograph as well as Obi. So when we got to Nature's Valley and we were settled, I would start chopping something or I would make something. I'd say, oh, Obi, just, you've got to come and look at this. And that started the photography for the cookbook. So it took us about 2 years to photograph the recipes in the cookbook.
Obi, how calorific was this as a job to do?
Well, you know, I'm the world's worst food photographer, besides being the world's worst wedding photographer. So I had to learn it all from the start, which is quite important, is that I didn't change my style or anything. I photographed the food like I saw or I see the world around me. But what's interesting is that Lynn would call me for a specific dish or so, and then I would shoot it in the kitchen, and then we'd sit down and eat the food. So there wasn't any stylist involved or a studio or so. It was done right there in the photographer's house.
But with a very professional eye.
Well, I hope so, after all these years of looking at things.
Okay, well, seeing you were the photographer, what are your favorite recipes in the book, the things that you hanker after most, things that Lynn is famous for?
Well, you know, we on this paleo diet, so all the things I hanker after are the pastas and the breads.
So, oh dear, we're going to have to talk to you about this as a separate thing. I think we'll leave you to talk about photographs when we get back to food. We'll ask Lynn. Lynn, some of your favorite dishes.
I don't think that I really have favorite dishes. My father was a butcher. So somewhere up there, he smiles every time I put I do a roast leg of lamb or make something with meat. So I do enjoy meat, but I think that my favorite things to cook are vegetables.
Well, that came through very strong when I was paging through the book. And I must tell you, I was hugely impressed with your knowledge of olive oils. I mean, I just grab a bottle of olive oil that I like, but you talk about a more robust one for certain recipes. So tell us a little bit about that, because I thought it was quite useful information.
Yeah, well, you know, we lived in Germany for 4 years, and that's where we got to know the freshness of the Italian olive oils or whatever. And in those days, there was virtually no olive oil in South Africa. Mm. You had to go to the medicine counter in Clicks to buy your olive oil when we came back from Germany. And once people started growing olives, and we were very fortunate enough to have very good friends, old friends of ours, who started the Tucara Delicatessen. And I was there sort of right from the beginning, and to see that wonderful thick green oil, you know, coming out of the first pressing of the olives, it just is absolutely fantastic. And Tucara specifically started bottling their olive oils for specific olives. And as far as I know, they are possibly one of two farms in the country doing that.
Well, that passion comes through, and that, I think, is what I really want to leave people with a memory of. Your food is passionate, there's a passionate involvement. It's very, very full of wonderful photographs. And I must just add that it was launched yesterday at David Krutt at Montebello Design Centre. So if you want to have a look at a stunning array of photographs as well, there's an exhibition of Ovi Oberholzer's photographs at David Krutt. You can also buy the book there and lots of other places. But if you want a nice, passionate account and colourful account of good food, do pick up a copy of Cooking in the Photographer's House. And it's by Lynn and Ovi Oberholzer, who we've just been speaking to. And it's published by Chicana.